Mosè, Yatush, Denom, and Yosue.
Hear, saith the Lord, and lay aside even the old anointing. Lay aside even the old doctrine. Lay aside the old corn. And allow me, saith the Lord, to bring fresh corn, fresh anointing, fresh oil, even from the threshold, that thou mayest enjoy and be refreshed and be renewed. For I, the Lord, am even renewing your youth, saith God. I will bring about the freshness of fresh corn, fresh oil, and wine, and ye shall dance, and ye shall praise, saith the Lord. You know, the Lord is speaking here. Now, this is not a perfect word. If it's a perfect word, he would point individuals, but it's a multi-word that there's hormone need in this service. And you ladies, if you are needing hormone treatment, if you just raise your hand, we're going to believe God for a mass miracle in this service today. Well, hallelujah. Just raise your hand. That's all I'm asking. You ladies, all glory to God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us this mass miracle now. Hallelujah. In the name of our God, give us a mass miracle and change, oh glory, even their personality, change it into that is supposed to be, in Jesus' name. Hikatabaha. Hallelujah. And by faith we say and call it done. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Our service tonight will be, I don't know what to say. If I say between 7:15, 7:30, if you miss some, well, you just miss it. May start earlier. Just come early and expect God to do something. Yeah. Amen. Say, well, who's going to minister? The Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Well, raise your hand, praise God, and let's have a love feast. I don't know what are they are. And said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do? Profane the Sabbath day. Well, hallelujah. All right. In verse 23, I'm trying to skip around here to show you. Now, brother, we're getting ready here. Look at verse 21.
Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath.
I like that.
You don't understand. What they were doing was the peddlers was bringing all of their material, you know, like selling books and tapes and all of that. They're hanging around the wall. Oh, glory to God. You got to hear what I'm telling you. And they're bringing all their merchandise. Well, Revelation said, men ain't going to buy their merchandise no more.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. You and I are really in for a moving of the Holy Ghost that has never been before.
Yes.
And you talk about boldness, it's coming into the ministry of this hour. We're going to look the devil in the eye and say, buddy, your day is gone. The lions ain't going to bite.
Hey.
The dogs ain't going to hunt.
No.
This thing ain't going to fly no more.
Amen.
Oh, great God. Hallelujah. Can you have enough of God to look the individual in the eye and say, what you're preaching ain't going to fly no more.
Amen.
What you're preaching just won't hunt no more. That dog gone.
That dog won't bite.
Ain't got no teeth. Oh, my God. Okay. Read some more, Herman.
And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O Lord, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy.
Oh, the multitude of thy mercy. Verse 23.
In those days also I saw Jews that had married wives of Ashdod and Ammon and of Moab.
And <they're, laughs> I want to tell you something. If you look around spiritually, you'll see the same thing going on today. They can't talk a pure word. Oh, my God. Hello. You got to put some spirit in what you're reading, compare it to this day. And listen to what he said.
And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people.
Well, they were just talking half-breed language. Oh, glory to God. You want to break it down spiritually? There's a lot of folk can talk kingdom, but they don't know how to live it.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah.
You hear more people mention kingdom now than you ever have, and they don't bit more know what the kingdom is than the man in the moon. Well, we had them born into the kingdom. I'm here to tell you that it's going to be spirit or it's not kingdom. If you can't talk spiritual language, you're a half-breed. You're half flesh and spirit, tradition-wise, and so on. Well, that's not going to cut it. Now, I want you to listen to what he said in verse 25.
And I contended with them and cursed them.
I cursed them.
And smote certain of them, and plucked off their
hair. I pulled their hair out, bless God. And I busted their lip, and I busted their nose. I pulled their hair out.
And made them swear
to God. This guy's getting rough.
And made them swear by God, saying, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons. Now take their daughters unto your sons or for yourselves.
I'd better unplug. I said, I'd better unplug. How many of you want to really get rough on this bunch of half-breeds? Amen. To establish the kingdom of our God. Amen. And see this salvation of the end time come in the full manifestation. Pardon?
Sounds like we're going to have some fun.
And it's only going to happen when God's church wakes up and becomes fully aware of their position in God and what they're supposed to do. Well, glory to God. And get with it, saints. Challenge the devil. Challenge the devil. It's just like Brother A.A. Allen used to tell me every time I'd go to his meeting. He'd call me on the rostrum. And he'd sit down on that side of me and say, "Listen, Mac, I'm glad," he called me Mac, said, "I'm glad you're here tonight, because it's devil casting out night." And he said, "If I can't cast them out, you knock them out." Glory to God. And we're going to have some more bold preachers. These here little old weaselly, mealy mouth preachers. Bless your heart, darling. You ain't supposed to have to go through with that. Baloney. Put it on them, Lord. Make some men and women out of them. I ain't praying you out of your trouble. I ask God to give you grace enough to take it. Well, if he delivers you out of it, you're going to have to go through more. You have to go through it to become what God wants. Well, glory. I'll give you one scripture over in Daniel when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out of the furnace. The Bible said the king promoted them. See? Well, what if somebody to pray them out of the fire before they come out? We ain't got no promotion. You only get promotion when you come out of your trouble. Come out of your problem. Then you get promoted. Oh, hallelujah. And God is not out of the promoting business. Well, why don't I see something? You're looking in the wrong direction. Oh, hallelujah. You ain't went through enough of hell yet for God to purify you.
Brother McCurry.
I could preach this. Man, I've been through it. I've been stripped more times than I can even remember. But honey, I ain't never laid down to stay down. And ain't no
Hallelujah.
Devil in this universe. Thing that I have today, I'll start over this afternoon. And before you know it, I got more the next time than I had the first.
Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. I'm determined. I come by Tabak. Ely Kandamani Okokosa. I'm determined by the grace of God to see this salvation. And not only that, but I'm determined to see the ministry that's under us come to the full bloom and blossom of the Spirit. I'm not catering for folks to come under this ministry, but I am catering over to God for you to mature and grow up.
Amen.
Brandon, there's going to be in Russia in January. I want the glory of God to go before him. Oh, hallelujah. I want God's glory. Amen. Did you know, listen, I know what it is to see folks cry and beg you not to go from a foreign field. And I wake up sometime in the night thinking about their little faces, tears running down, their cheeks crying, don't leave us. Keep on telling us the word. Standing in the rain, tropical rain, for 8 hours to hear the word. And you people in America can't sit on a padded pew in an air-conditioned, heated building. And you tell me, my God, no wonder if you ever get a taste of missions, you're never satisfied. You can come home, but you become so dissatisfied. You become so frustrated. Amen. I know what it is. Praise God forever. Every one of you should go to the mission field at least once.
Amen.
I'll guarantee you one thing. It'd change your whole attitude. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of giving a dollar to missions, you'd give 100 or 5. Oh, glory to God. It don't hinge on money, but I'm here to tell you, God's fixing to release all the money to us. Well, I wish he'd hurry up. You wouldn't get a dime because you don't know how to handle what he has given you. You got to prove to God you know how to handle it.
Amen.
Oh, glory. I got to shut up. Bless Dan.